Welcome to Divine Mass, a sacred ceremony in reverence of our inner divinity. I am Aunt Peggy Heart Divine, the medicine woman and initiator of the new era of consciousness. And with great joy and deep reverence, I invite you to this unique Divine Mass and podcast held every Sunday.
Welcome, beloved souls, to this sacred gathering of Divine Mass, May 4th, with the theme of meaning, the threads that holds us. Welcome to a space beyond answers, beyond knowing, where we sit with the living question, what is the meaning of this, of pain, of being here, of being you. Tonight we step into the quiet place where the search for meaning becomes a sacred practice. Not the kind of meaning we fabricate to avoid discomfort, but the kind that emerges in the stillness. The kind that is revealed in suffering, in awe, in beauty, in the inescapable truth of being alive. Meaning is not given. Meaning is made. And often it is made in the fire. It is forged in the moment we didn't ask for, in the seasons that broke us open. It is born not from escaping pain, but from letting pain become the path that leads us deeper. And so today we enter the Mass not to escape life, but to enter it more fully. To bow before the mystery of being human. To remember that meaning is not something to chase, but something that arises when we live with courage, presence, and deep listening. In this Divine Mass, we will pause with the work of Viktor Frankl, the Austrian psychologist, Holocaust survivor, and founder of logotherapy, whose entire life became a testimony to one powerful truth. Those who have a why to live can bear almost any how. Frank taught us that even in unimaginable darkness, meaning remains, not as a fixed answer, but as a lifeline. A guiding thread that can carry us through suffering, through confusion, and into something sacred. He did not speak of easy optimism, but of deep conscious choosing, of finding purpose even in pain. As we explore this together, I will also open my own story. I will share with you moments of personal crisis, heartbreak, and loss, the times in my life that, in the moment, seemed senseless and unbearable. But now, with the clarity of hindsight and the eye of the soul, I see the deeper invitation that was hidden inside them. Through illness, loss, silence, and surrender, I have learned again and again that nothing is meaningless. That the very thing we wish to avoid are often the soul's turning points, designed to awaken the parts of us that were sleeping. So, tonight we walk side by side through psychology, through spirituality, through lived experience to remember that your life, your story, your path is not random. It is sacredly designed. Even the hardest chapter carry with them a key. And maybe in this space you'll feel it beginning to turn. Before I speak more about my own journey, I want to invite you into a powerful story, It is a story of unbearable pain, of loss, of injustice, but also of transformation, of collective awakening, and of the kind of meaning that only reveals itself through the deepest shadows. It is not just a story about one person. It is a mirror of what happens in us and in the world when meaning is reborn through devastation. Let this story meet you wherever you are. Let it stir something ancient and true. Here is the story of meaning with Leora. The Fire Beneath the Ashes, a story of meaning through unimaginable pain. Her name was Leora. It means light in an ancient tongue. But the world she lived in would try to steal that light again and again. She grew up in a quiet mountain village where silence was sacred and the trees whispered the wisdom into her dreams. People said she had healing hands, that her laughter could soften even the most weathered souls. She believed in good, in the kindness of strangers, in the songs of her grandmother that spoke of the time when humans and God still walked hand in hand. But one autumn morning, the sky turned black. It wasn't just the clouds, it was the smoke. Her village, her home, was burning. Leora returned from gathering herbs in the forest to find the air thicken with screams and gunfire, homes crumbling, children crying for mothers who were already gone. She tried to run, but she was captured. And that was the beginning of hell. For 31 days and nights, Leora was kept in a darkened room beneath the earth. She was bound, beaten, starved, raped repeatedly. Her captors, men in uniform, boys with empty eyes, called her nothing. Not woman, not human, just property. They burned her skin with cigarettes when she cried. They laughed when she bled. They spit scripture at her between violation, as if to crown their cruelty with twisted righteousness. And the worst part? She began to believe them. She stopped praying. She stopped speaking. She stopped breathing fully, only enough to stay alive. There were nights she whispered into the floor, "Please, end it." But life, in its strange deficient, held her anyway. When she was rescued, her body was broken, her soul in fragments. She didn't speak for months. Her hair fell out. She couldn't eat without trembling. People looked at her with pity, or avoid her altogether. What do you say to a woman who has seen the inside of hell? But it was not the therapist or the medicine that began her healing. It was a moment, a small human moment. She was sitting alone near a refugee camp, watching a sparrow hop across a broken fence. And near her, a young girl, no more than 7, sobbed uncontrollably, clutching a toy missing its face. The girl had lost everything. Leora, still trembling, crawled to her, sat beside her, and for the first time since the torture, she placed her palm gently over the girl's heart and said, "I know." That was the crack in the dam. That was the beginning of the return. From that moment, people came to her, not because she had answers, but because she had seen the abyss and did not deny it. She never preached, she witnessed. And in that witnessing, people began to heal. Over the years, Leora became known not just as a survivor, but as a soul mirror. Her story shaped new languages for global trauma care. Her presence opened the hearts of leaders who had forgotten their own. But Leora never took credit. She said, "I didn't survive so the world would know my name. I survived so someone else wouldn't have to carry their pain alone." And when asked how she found meaning in what happened, she would look you in the eyes and say, "I didn't find meaning. Meaning found me in the broken floor and the God with the silent scream. In the moment I realized my pain wasn't the end of the story." Some wounds never disappear. Some suffering lives in the bones forever. But meaning doesn't always come to take away the pain. Sometimes it comes to walk with us inside of it. Like a lantern in the dark, like Leora. And just like Leora, we all carry a story written in pain, shaped by mystery and waiting to be reawakened with purpose. But to live a meaningful life, we must dare to reset, to return to the essence of who we truly are. That is why the Vinema Reset exists, to guide you home to your soul's blueprint, where your wounds become wisdom and your life becomes sacred again. Are you ready to live the life your soul remembers? In a world that often forgets the sacred, your healing is an act of remembrance. Through the Vinema Reset, you don't just transform your life. You become the light that transforms the world around you, through meaning. Light Mantra for Divine Mass. I am the light that shines in the darkness. I am one with all that is. Light from source flow through me. I am a channel for love and peace. May the light in me grow, and may the light in all of us shine brightly. Light from the universe, embrace me now. I open myself to the love, wisdom, and the truth that had always been within. I am the light. I carry the light. I share the light. May the light in me grow, and may the light in all of us shine brightly. Amen. Manifest of Light for Divine Design. We believe in the divine essence, present in all living beings, a source of light, love, and creation to which we are all connected. We acknowledge our common origin in the source, where each soul carries the seed of light and wisdom, projected into physical form to experience and evolve through life. We confess that each of us, regardless of background, culture, or belief, is an expression of the cosmic diversity where our unique existence contributes to the wholeness of the divine design. We believe in agape, the unconditional love that connects us to each other and to the universe. This love guides us to live in harmony with ourselves, our fellow beings, and all life. We confess that through our free will, we can activate and express our highest essence, and that we are created to live in balance between the masculine and feminine, between spirit and matter, between heaven and earth. We believe in the universal law
that govern both our inner and outer universe, guiding us to understand our own power and our own role in the greater cosmic unity. We acknowledge that we are all multidimensional beings, bearer of divine light, and that we are here to experience, learn, and contribute to the collective good through our divine design. Namaste.
And now, with our hearts open and the inner space widened by story, reflection, and presence, I invite you into the voice that inspired this evening's sacred theme, Viktor Frankl. Before he was imprisoned, Frank had already developed the foundation of what would later become logotherapy, a healing philosophy rooted in meaning. But life gave him the ultimate test. When he was sent to Auschwitz and three other Nazi concentration camps, stripped of his family, his profession, his freedom. What remained was the one thing no one could take, the freedom to choose his response. He didn't just speak about meaning in theory, he became the living embodiment of it. In the darkest hell humanity had created, Frank lived what he taught, and it held. He wrote, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." This wasn't survival by chance. This was soul-level choice. So what is logotherapy? Logotherapy is the therapy of meaning, not of symptoms, but of soul. It doesn't ask what's wrong with you. It asks, what is life asking of you? Where is meaning still available? Frank believed that our primary human drive is not pleasure, as Freud proposed, nor power, as Adler claimed, but meaning. Even in suffering, especially in suffering, we can uncover the threads of purpose. And the three pillars of logotherapy are: 1, the will to meaning. Every soul is innately driven to discover meaning, even in the face of unimaginable loss. 2, freedom of attitude. Between what happens and how we respond, there is a sacred space. In that space live our greatest power, the freedom to choose. The third is meaning in suffering. Pain is not the end of the story. It is a doorway. And what we do with it can turn tragedy into transcendence. Frank called this tragic optimism, the ability to say yes to life in spite of everything. Logotherapy shifts the question. It do not ask, why did this happen to me? But what is life inviting me to become through this? How can I respond in a way that expands my soul? What meaning is emerging from the ashes? It doesn't promise quick fixes. It promises depth, presence, integrity, and a return to something sacred inside. And this matters now because we are in a time of global uncertainty, grief, and paradigm shifts. Frank's legacy teaches us, healing does not always come from fixing what is broken. Sometimes it comes from finding meaning right in the heart of the brokenness. So today we do not bypass the pain. We walk through it with the courage to see what it might be asking of us. And in just a moment, I'll begin to share some of my own journey, a journey marked by deep loss and raw surrender, but also one that has led me, and now maybe us, towards something we all carry, a sacred remembering of why we are here. Before I share pieces of my own journey with meaning, I want to honor Viktor Frank as a soul who proved that the search for meaning is not abstract. It is survival, it is healing, and it is sacred. And a very brief summary of my life, or else this mass will be several days. I was born into this life with a broken heart, literally. A heart defect threatened my survival before I had even learned to speak. As a child, I was often sick, fragile, and painfully sensitive. I absorbed everything. The fear in the room, the unspoken pain, and the adults around me, the silent wounds of a world that had forgotten how to hold the sacred. At 5 years old, I closed my heart to protect myself. The surroundings were so frightened, and there was no protection, so I shut down my light. The years that followed brought a wave of pain, ear infection, back problems, anxiety, eating disorder, suicidal thoughts that became so loud I once prepared to leave this world. As a young woman, I wore a violence alarm to protect myself and my two children. I lived under threat, monitored by organized crime after years of working with addiction and trauma. I was surrounded by darkness, but something still whispered, "Not yet." Life kept tearing open old wounds. Two of my children developed serious health challenges, one of them cancer, diagnosis, systems, fear, and then the unthinkable. My son took his life, and the world as I knew it collapsed totally. I lost it all: family, identity, job, partner, friends, meaning. It was the dark night of the soul in its purest form. And I wanted nothing more than to stop existing. I felt abandoned by life, by God, by everything I thought I could count on. But something didn't abound me. Somewhere beyond the numbness of pain, something ancient began to stir. A flicker of remembrance, a voice not outside, but within. You came here to experience and awaken. You came here to remember. Piece by piece, I walked my way back through the ashes. Not to reclaim what was lost, but to become someone new. I listened, I wept, I surrendered. I let the divine rewrite me from within. And what emerged was not the woman I had once been. What emerged was a medicine woman, a time bender, a guide for those who are ready to meet themselves in truth. Not because I read it in a book, but because I lived it in my bones. But the healing did not end with me. As I found my own light, that light began to touch everything around me. One by one, the fractures in my family began to mend. What was once broken began to breathe again. My children, my extended family, my friends, they too began to remember who they are. The chaos that once echoed around me softened. The energy shifted. And little by little, what once felt like loss turned into homecoming. A field of union, of harmony, of heaven here on earth. Every health challenges, every trauma, every loss, it wasn't meaningless. It was initiation. My soul had orchestrated a curriculum that would shatter every illusion I had about who I thought I was, so I could finally become who I came here to be. This is how Divinima Reset was born, not as a course, but as a soul technology, not as information, but as transformation. Divinima Reset is a 13 module journey, each module a portal that helps you dissolve the old programming and awaken your divine design and your self-healing abilities. The final module, module 13, activates the new human within you. You begin to live from your higher truth, not someday, but now. Through this journey, you remember why you came here. You say yes to your divine soul plan, the one encoded within you long before this lifetime began. I have said yes to walk first so I could help others remember. Yes to be a bringer of the new systems, the sacred, life-affirming ones that support balance, wholeness, truth, and freedom. Yes to becoming the midwife for a new earth, one where we live in alignment with light, with soul, with heaven on earth. Because we are not waiting anymore. We are the ones we've been waiting for. And now the path is here. You are invited to reset, to remember, to rise. And now, beloved ones, as we bring this divine mass to a close, I want to share something from my heart. This space, this altar of word, soul, and sacred resonance has been a sanctuary for many, a temple for truth, a remembering, and I am deeply honored to have walked this path with you. But as all living things do, the Mass is now asking for a pause, not an ending, but a sacred pause. A pause so that I may fully devote myself to the souls who have heard the call. The ones who are ready to reset, to rise, and to embody their divine design. Divinima Reset has been born, and I am holding the space with reverence for those who are ready to become the new human. The Divine Mass will return when the time is true and the current invites it forward again. And when it does, we will meet here once more, changed, deepened, and perhaps even more luminous than before. In the meantime, I invite you to join me in the Divine Design Podcast, where the conversations continues, where we explore the path of the new human, and where we embody what it means to live with our divinity, not just as a concept, but in daily life. Together we walk into the next level of divinity, with hearts open, soul awake, and purpose alive. But for now, I leave you with a blessing, a healing prayer to seal all that has been stirred today. And after the prayer, we will close, as always, with the song North by Trine Strand. A song that calls us home to ourselves, to each other, and to the path we are here to walk. May you walk in meaning. May you rise in remembrance, and may you live the light that you are. With deepest love, always. From the divine in me to the divine in you. Amen. Blessing from Divine Design. May your heart be filled with light, clarity, and peace, so that you may be a source of love for yourself and all around you. May the wisdom within guide you forward, granting you the courage to create goodness each and every day. May you stand firm in your truth and your light, finding strength in knowing you are part of something greater, a tapestry of beauty, belonging, and purpose. Let your path be illuminated by the joy of service, and let your love inspire wholeness and peace, for you are both the creator and a part of this heaven on earth. May you embrace the divine in yourself and in all others, living with open hands, an open mind, and an open heart. Let this day and every day that follows be an opportunity to manifest love, wisdom, and joy, so that the world may be transformed through your presence. Amen.
Dele tankene med nordlyset, være lamme deg. Her finner jeg feste, her har jeg min tro. Havet søng min vugge. Thank you. tankene med nordlyset. Vær la med deg.
You can find Divine Mass and the Divine Design podcast on multiple platforms where you listen to podcasts. Welcome to a new time, a new consciousness. Welcome to the future of Divine Mass.